Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Goo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, baby? Magical Monday.
Why?
Because we had a great weekend. We bonded as a station at Ken Luttrell's birthday party in Lafayette. And I'm happy to be here. The Giants are amazing.
No, they're amazing.
No, seriously, they got action. I'm getting 2021 vibes. But how was your weekend?
I was all right. Yeah, it's fine. Had a nice barbecue at Ken's house. You were there. Yeah. A little late. Like a Dodger fan. But, hey, you got there, right?
Why is the camera up on me so intensely? Oh, whoa.
Hey, we got new cameras.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, I'm looking a little dark.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I tan naturally, so.
Yeah.
Giants goo.
This is wow.
Five in a row. Some amazing little tidbits here. Five in a row. Seven straight one-run games.
That's the, fourth time in Major League Baseball history that a homestand of seven-plus games ended one-run victories for either team, man. Steiny, they just seem like they got some magic, and it's kind of funny. Real quick here before I throw it back to you. It started the day they made the changes, and I know Lamont Wade Jr. is now an Angel, but, man, you talk about Dominic Smith, Mr. Johnson from Vallejo. This is wow. Like, they've taken off since then, and the bullpen right now is Steiny. They're Elliot Ness. They're untouchable. So if this formula of, you know, we'll score when we need to, or we'll score just enough to make it win, you know, to get a win, if you're telling me this can keep up the whole season, that's kind of a lot of pressure on the bullpen and the starters. But I went Friday night, shout out to Bram, behind home plate. You can see me on TV. It was I'm in love with the game again from just watching it from that perspective. And, you know, I'm a guy that watches it anyway. I had to throw that in there. Friday was incredible. After I left you, we had dinner, you and I. Talked about a lot of stuff, Steiny. You don't remember.
Shut up.
Do you remember? We had some real deep conversation.
Sure. Oh, no, we all definitely right. did. Right. I spent all weekend processing it. Tell you the truth. So you were right behind the plate?
About four rows up, partner. Oh, my God.
Stay for the whole game?
Stay for the whole game. So I saw
that was Friday.
Olsen's two-run homer to tie it and then to walk off.
Did you throw the ball on the field?
No. I can't believe that happened. Did they find that person?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They had to be a Braves fan, right? Why would you do that?
Or just a malcontent.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody that wanted to...
Or a happy hour.
Well, that's why I was asking if maybe you possibly were the one to
never
throw it.
Never.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, I find sports very amusing, entertaining, and it's just unbelievable what five games does. I mean, we were in here... lost Monday, Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday of last week. Oh, my goodness. You would have thought the sky was falling and the Giants had gone 16 games and only scored 32 runs. And I don't know if you remember this, Goo, but
talk to me.
And maybe I'll, maybe it's an early victory lap for me. But when they lost on Tuesday of last week, dropped to five games over 500, I said, Goo, that's baseball.
Mm.
And look what happened since. They started to score runs. And the pitching is absolutely terrific.
It's been their staple. So starting the, pitching and bullpen.
Question is what happens now when they go to Colorado starting tomorrow. And then, of course, the Giants go to L.A. against the Dodgers.
No, that'll be fun. And you got to back me up on this, partner. I've told you of all the three major sports, football, baseball, basketball, I believe baseball, you can manipulate it because the way that the game is played is you don't need a Larry Bird or Michael Jordan in the NBA and you're kind of, we're going to win. Baseball, it, so many different parallels or things that have to happen. A bullpen, you can be great offensively and your bullpen stinks. But the Giants, Donnie, this staple right now is they're starting pitching again. Birdsong Friday, Roop yesterday, and I'm just sitting here saying to myself, my gosh, the starters could go 5-6, turn it over to the bullpen, and they're coming in just with their fire extinguisher. Like right now, this formula is set up for success. They're the second wild card, one game back out of the division. I'm just telling you the way that they're winning games, Friday, yesterday, I just get vibes of 2021. And I know it's early, Steiny, but damn, I don't know. Maybe they need to make roster moves every other week because right now the Giants are a problem. And they're a playoff team if it ended today.
Well, where are you with
I said the goal before all this popped off was them just to make a wild card.
Because it was only like 3 or 4 days ago you were saying, Steiny, Steiny, where's our Ohtani? Where's our Judge? Where's our Barry Bonds?
But I thought about it, too. I love you for that. 10, 12, and 14, did you have that type of play? Well, you had MVP and Buster Posey, but, you know, outside of that, you had guys that weren't of that caliber. And, Steiny, we'll see if you need them. Because right now, Ramos and the rest of – I mean, Adames, to me, Steiny's struggling so bad – I feel like he's going to be your addition at the deadline because you hope that he turns it around and you're doing this with him struggling the way that he's struggling. Like, that might be your addition right there, which we know Posey's going to try to add. But, boy, he needs to get out of it quick, fast, and in a hurry.
The one thing I was thinking about, and I was listening to Shasky and Spinoni coming in. And
morning, Joe's.
Shasky, obviously, is fired up. He's on cloud nine after the last five games. And you know, I did look at the attendance over the last week. It's been terrific. Probably has a lot to do with the fact that the Padres were in town for four, and then you had a nice weather over the weekend against the Braves. Nevertheless, they had some real nice crowds out there. And just listening to Shasky, I mean, he's kind of letting people know that he's seeing interest out there. He's seeing Giants fans coming back to the fold. The ballpark seems to be getting a little more electric. I'm a little
Well, you were
hesitant.
Just out there.
Yeah, I was there Tuesday. It was a nice crowd, a lot of Padres fans. But
well, okay.
Nevertheless, but I mean, have people noticed? This team's caught fire in the last week or two and turned around the interest level? Do you feel that?
No, I was just there Friday, Steiny, again, but the bottom line is they've been a vibe, and we kind of talked about it even before. They were in that rut of averaging two runs over 16 games. The fans were coming out, and that was the one thing the Giants had to their favor, the fans, is they've showed up. But now, Steiny, I'm out there Friday just looking around, walking into the stadium, walking out. I'm going young kids now. The Giants are a vibe, but I feel like
I'm not ready to say that, but you probably wouldn't expect anything else.
I don't want to add new to it. Help me out. I don't want to add, these last five or six games are why it's happening. I feel like it's already been there.
Oh, please.
Please, what?
I think a week ago, when this team was struggling to score, it almost felt like the interest was waning.
To the games, though, is my point. They were getting people. We talked about it. Fans were coming out to watch the Giants.
The Padres fans came out this week. I mean, they had like 35,000 at least for each game. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, I think it takes a little longer than a nice five-game streak, but there's no doubt that the last week has been the most exciting week of Giants baseball. My question for Giants fans is this sustainable? I mean, they've played seven straight one-run games.
Incredible.
They've won five of them. Obviously, they've won the last five of them. But are you like Guru? Are you getting vibes of 2021 or we say 2010, 2012, 2014, or hell, even 2016 when this team made the playoffs? 888-957-9570. I mean, there's no doubt they've caught a little lightning in the last week. Now you'd hope that they can win two out of three, at least in Colorado, and maybe more than that. And then they go to L.A., and we'll find out if they can continue to move up the standings. Lauren Thompson, $1.99 Super Chat, says, zoom out more with the cameras.
Yeah, they're sitting on me.
That's really not your call, yeah. Lauren Thompson. That's the call of Matt Nahegan, et cetera. But, yeah, we got a new camera set up here at 95.7 The Game. So if you want to go onto YouTube and check it out,
it's rather aggressive.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
back
fine.
Up off me.
So we'd like to remind people it's the first day.
Thank you, Evan.
Meaning we can
relax.
Jiggle it a little bit or what?
Meaning patience.
Right.
Patience that will fix something that
I know you're
isn't
not
perfect.
A patient person, but Evan, I would preach patience.
Evan, we left off last week in a real touchy spot.
But you guys were good Saturday. I watched you.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
I had my evidence study cam for show. Oh, boy.
If you're going to put tortilla chips in a bowl, it's not going to be possible to reach into the bowl and only touch the tortilla chip that you're going to eat.
I forgot about this, actually.
Yeah, I didn't. All right, 888-957-9570. We already got some calls lined up. Somebody saw you at the game. They want to talk to you about it. And then somebody wants to talk about the Giants pitching, which is clearly on a roll right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. You starting to get 2021 vibes? Goose says he is. That's the year they won 107.
Man.
Are you feeling that good about this team right now? Coming up on the game tonight, Valkyries. And they had a big win on Saturday against the Aces.
Yeah.
Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the LA Sparks. And you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones, Mark Jones' daughter, will have the call. And you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30. And I got a great little tester question for Bay Area sports fans I'm going to get into at some point in the show. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's make love to the mic.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, baby! Mac Dre!
Yeah. Is that who this is?
Yeah!
What instrument is that?
Evan may know.
Exactly. I don't like it.
I asked you, did you play instrument last week? That was the question of the week for myself. I was driving like, and your answer was kind of no.
You know what we should do, Goo?
Sports.
Well, I've got seven things on my mind right now. One is, can somebody, either you, Evan, or a younger person, tell me, and I'm not making a judgment. What's going on with the upside down hats? You have a Cowboys hat. Well, now you turned it around.
Yeah, but it's Dallas upside down.
Now, what is...
And they Where say that it originated in Texas. That's what they're claiming in Texas, and now it's taken off. And I got this when I went to Texas a couple years ago, Stoney. But I don't – is that where we're at when society – hey, I got a great idea. Just turn Stoney upside down, and it'll be hot. Like, this is the easiest it's been to come up. And when I say come up, sell your album. Go on Twitter and do something. Pretty soon, somebody's just going to videotape themselves going to the bathroom, and they'll have all the views in the world. Like, it's headed that direction.
How do you feel about that?
I think I'm a little irritated that I ain't got in on it. I got to say something. Last week, I shared with my family here and the listeners that I was having knee issues. Getting better, by the way.
Good.
But Evan, every day, I counted them, every day of the week, had a snide remark about getting old in my knee as if I was handicapped. And I kind of didn't tell him how low below the belt he was hitting. So I walk in this morning, and the first thing, I'm not happy, but I'm like, oh, the first thing I hear is Evan's back is hurt.
Yeah, Evan's hurting.
And all I said to myself, and I'm telling him now, is quit picking on old people. That's why his back is hurt. And I'm not happy. But I do feel like it's a little bit of karma.
You sound pretty happy about it.
They kept calling me a gimp. Everything.
I just said you had bursitis.
Well, I'm feeling frisky. Evan, I hope you feel better, E.
One thing I've learned from weightlifting is every day you go to the gym, you can't try to see what your max is.
What was that first thing you said?
Was that
one thing I've learned about weightlifting? First thing I learned about weightlifting was don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, I came from an era where weightlifting ruined your jump shot, so I didn't lift.
See, came from the era where tattoos, bad boys warm. Guys in the, you know, you want to watch out.
Tell that to Aaron Gordon.
Now you got Pee Wee Herman and the softest dudes with face tats.
Oh, thank you, 925.
What happened?
Steiny. Drop where you got those glasses. Looking good. They're called peepers.
You look like Harry Carey, peepers. And that's a compliment.
No, it's not. It's about...
You got the... They're big. How about
it's
that?
It's the furthest thing from a compliment.
They're big.
All right, let's go to Vincenzo in the Mission.
Vincenzo.
You should remember Vincenzo. Hey, Vincenzo, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Yeah, loud and clear. Yeah.
What's up? Hey, actually, new Vincenzo, long-time listener, first-time caller. 6'2", 210 I saw Guru in the halls on Friday night at the game.
Yeah.
And Guru, I said, "What's up, baby?" And I didn't notice, but were you wearing the Cowboys jacket?
Yeah.
The guy of the 41,000
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was me.
Always putting on a show.
What show? It was just a jacket.
Did he acknowledge you, Vincenzo?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
You remember him?
Yeah, yeah. He said, "What's up, baby?" He was walking down.
Said, "What's up,
baby?"
He
was busy though. He was shaking hands and doing his thing. But I want to make a couple comments on the game.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I think that we got action. I think we really do. If you look at the bullpen, even looking at yesterday's game, you got Walker in the seventh. He had good stuff, 2 strikeouts Then you have the phenom, Rodriguez, in the eighth,
man,
who I think is untouchable. I think he has a massive future. And then you got our closer in the ninth. So if you look at the crowd size the last week or two, we got 40,000 strong in the ballpark every night. That's a couple $1 million going through the gates, and that's not even including any concessions, right? So what that shows to me is this time to spend. And I think it's time to go out and get a bat. One power bat plus everybody else in the lineup perfectly, because you have speed with Lee and you got Johnson, and you have some power with Chapman and Ramos. One Trout or one big slugger in the lineup, I think we have action, boys. So this is my plea to Buster. I heard Buster's interview with TK over the weekend. It's a really good interview. And he made a comment that I think we should all keep an eye on. He made a comment about the Beltran trade years ago and how he loved the trade from the GM perspective, from Stadium's perspective, because we took a shot, right?
Yep.
And this is Buster speaking as a player at the time. And it gave the team a lot of confidence. Even though it didn't work out, you know, we still made the trade. And I think Buster's going to make a big trade here before the deadline, just listening to that interview. So I was wondering, maybe, Evan, if you could speak about, like, who you think would be a good target. Let's put Trout on the table. But anyone else with a lesser name that has some power. And I think we got action, boys. Thanks.
Thank you. What are you laughing at?
Ha! What happened?
Steiny gave me a look.
Ahead, Evan. Run down the list. Top free agents.
Adames is your guy. I told you, if he heats up, that's your bet.
No, I was doing something because during the middle of this great call, Steiny gets in my ear and starts giving me snide comments about what I should be doing back as this guy asked for my
opinion
on something. I'm trying to listen, Steiny.
Well, he also brought up what Posey said about the Zach Wheeler, Adrian Beltran trade. Take a listen.
Carlos.
What did I say?
Adrian.
I'm thinking of the Dodger!
Carlos. I love the Wheeler trade. I mean, I just think it's such a bold move by Saves. You know, bringing in Carlos Beltran, one of the great hitters in the game, and it was just a signal to the group that he felt like we were in a position to go out and win again. I don't look at that as a negative, because again, it was the leader of our operation saying, "I believe in you guys." And, you know, Wheeler is one of the best pitchers in the game, but it'd be nice if we had a crystal ball and could say that was, you don't know. Nobody knows.
And it took them a while too.
Anybody that says they know, it's always easy to look back on these things years down the road and then overanalyze them.
All right. So that was Buster Posey on the Tim Kawakami podcast, referencing a trade from, boy, what was that, 10 plus years ago, at least 10, 15, Zach Wheeler for Carlos Beltran. And of course, the Giants weren't able to keep him after that particular season, but Posey's saying he loved the idea of the move.
Just the effort, and that's what's so smooth about it, right? And again, I you know, people can't tell me any different. It feels like Buster running the Giants or being a part of it is just like Steph Curry running the Warriors when he were to retire. So just think about that right there. But for him to reference that, Stoney, I think he's going to be active. And right now, you can look at the Giants this year two ways. At some point, the bullpen's got to slip up or, you know, go through a slump, you would think. So if the bats don't improve or this is one-run games is who you are, at some point, you're going to tire, get fatigued, one would think. So you got to go add. And the guy asked for names. I'm thinking of the White Sox, their season's already over. Lewis Roberts Jr., you know, would he be an option? Just something, a guy that has the capability to put some oomph into the baseball. And then Mike Trout. Remember last year, you like, Guru, you want Trout? I was like, hell nah. But now I'm like, just romanticizing about Trout in this outfield to help this offense, because I think we could be real and call this Giant offense up until, you know, they score some runs anemic. Wouldn't you say that, Stoney? Our guy Yaz drove in 3 runs yesterday, and he was in a slump. Oh, my God, almost as worse as Adamas. But the bottom line is he came out of it. But you got to, if you're dealing with the Padres and the Dodgers, and you don't want to just say, hey, Goo, we want that third wild card, we want the division, you got to hit the plus button on the calculator. You got to add some offense, Donnie.
You know, I'm more interested in the assumption that Buster Posey is going to be good at this. Like, because it's Buster Posey, but there's less doubt that the Giants are definitely headed in the right direction. Because I was just going to say, you know, like when Magic Johnson was coaching the Lakers.
Yeah, about a week.
Yeah, and you brought Curry up and, you know, I mean.
But just think about it. That's what
Curry wouldn't be a good GM.
Right. I'm not saying it, but you
understand
right now.
Because remember, he wanted
right
Avery
now,
Bradley.
And I'm going to say this. Farhan got the benefit of the doubt. He got benefit of the doubts, I believe. Stoney, just me.
Really?
When he came here from the Dodgers and all that so-called pedigree and winning, I thought he was the smartest guy in the room. So I'm saying Buster has that times five just because he's one of the, you know, the Giants' prized possession. So it's exciting to hear him talk and analyze this team. And right now it's going well, but just because it's going well, Stoney, doesn't mean, you know, you're good. You can go add. And that's why I brought up, I know he wanted Evan Stott, and we'll get Evan here in a minute, but Lewis Roberts Jr. from the White Sox, maybe Mike Trout. I mean, that's not our pay grade. That's above our pay grade, but it's exciting to see Buster if he were active, you know?
Yeah. Let's take Jimmy. Jimmy's in Danville. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Jimmy. Doing well, man.
I want to start off. First thing I want to say before I get to the fishing is, what is the last power bat that you guys have signed on a contract that you guys can say that you were honestly pleased or happy with? Can you elaborate on that right quick for me, please?
I mean,
the last power bat.
You mean, well, like, would Chapman Chapman?
I would honestly say they brought him in more so for that gold glove over there at third base. Because, I mean, he's still, to this, right now, he's still top three in the National League at third base, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going Barry Bonds.
But, I mean that's what I'm saying. That's a long time ago. That's a long time. And then you got Adamas in here right now, and this contract is looking real spooky, man. I mean, the dude has been playing mediocre at his position, right? I mean, the arm strength hasn't been there. There's times where I see a guy that's not even fast like that, you know, beating out, man, you know, double plays and you know, routine almost ground balls over to his position. And then you go, you know, he comes up to bat like in a lot of clutch spots, and he doesn't deliver. But then moving on, man, to the pitching right there. Right now to the pitching, right?
Yeah.
I would say the Giants have two guys that you guys can kind of count on right now in the regular season. On the playoff start, that's a different animal. But right now, I would say Robbie Ray, and then I would say
Webb.
I'm having a brain freeze.
Logan Webb. Logan
exactly,
Webb.
Webb, right?
Yeah.
But right, exactly. But outside of that, who do you guys have? Because when I hear Goon say he's getting 2011 vibes and stuff like that, hey, man, we're talking about Bumgarner, Lindstrom, Matt Cain. I mean, that's a whole different level. And even that lineup posed a threat. You look at the Giants lineup when they show them next to teams like the Padres and, you know, the heavy hitters. They're not even comparable. And then these games that they just won, I mean, they got lucky. I mean, you need a lucky walk-off two-run homer with two strikes and two outs. Then you had a meltdown, you know, by the Padres. And then you know, Atlanta bullpen blew a couple games as well. So, yeah, the last week, Gru, you were talking about Adames. You know, this is not looking good and yada, yada, yada. Then now all of a sudden it's like the Giants are like serious World Series contenders.
No,
a lot more has to happen.
Okay, you know? I love you for that. Let me just say this. I meant 2021. And when I meant 2021, when they won 107, not that they'll win 107, is that they had that big bottle of magic. And that every time they put their hand in it, it worked. And I'm just watching this offensive, you know, the bats have been impotent, but yet they're still willing because they're winning because they're dominant with their starting pitching and their bullpen. So I'm just up here doing the math. If you were somehow to go get, what, a Cedric Mullins or a Carlos Santana, I don't know, Steiny, a guy we just saw off the Braves keep losing, Marcell Ozuna. If you were to add a bat to this nucleus, who's to say that the magic would dissipate? That's all. So I meant 2021, not 2011, Steiny, but they didn't win then, 10, 12, and 14. But the bottom line is I feel like good luck is on their side and they're winning with their prized possession doing nothing. And that's Adames.
Yeah, I –
That's all.
I look at it this way. A week ago, we were down on this team because they couldn't hit. And we were talking about, is this the way it's going to be? Or is this, just a big dry spell? And the one thing that always came up was, you know, it's still pretty early.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? They won five in a row. Yeah, it's still pretty early.
I get you.
It's still pretty early. We're just starting June. And I'm not saying don't be excited over what happened the last, five games, but.
They've played 66 on the year, partner. Well,
they played 61 before they had. In other words, everything's changed in five games.
See,
that's the way it feels to me, and I think you just got to be careful when you do that.
There's no doubt, but Steiny, I'm asking you to analyze my commentary. Do you think I'm telling you something different about the Giants just after this five game stretch?
Yes.
See, and I'm not doing a good job at all. Again, I'm telling you, they've had staying power this whole season with their bats that have been just that. What have I said? The death of the Giants will be they don't have what the Padres have in regard to Tatis, Machado, and what's my guy's name? The rookie Evans guy,
Merrill.
Thank you. And then you look at the Dodgers. So I'm looking at the Phillies who have lost 9 of 10. I'm looking at the Brewers. Everybody's got a story. My whole thing is, I didn't know this pitching staff was going to be this dominant. It's early, Steiny. But also, the bullpen lights out, led by Rodriguez. So if you add a bat, maybe just an average bat for some oomph, who's to say what this team can do in regard to putting a lemon on it? So that's all I was trying to tell Jimmy, who called in. I was talking 2021 in regard, we can all, Steiny, nobody can argue the magic was more than Irvin that year when it came to big at-bats offensively and what they needed done. I don't care who they sent up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It just felt like it was infectious. That's all.
They need to go 69-27. To get to 107 wins.
Okay. Well,
that year. So, again,
obviously, you want to win them all, Snotty. I'm not saying that's the goal, but Saturday, you know, Chapman, the walk-off, just things like that, and we've seen it Friday night. You know, the walk-off. They just the juju is good around the Giants right now.
I mean, the juju's good because they've won five in a row. There's no doubt. But even if you look at those five games, they scored 21 runs in those five games, which is a little more than four per game. So, you know, sometimes I think we have a tendency to you know, hype up something that might not be totally worth being hyped up. And it's, you know, it's not like their bats have come alive and they've had a couple 10-run games. And I'm just... like, I need to see a team play well or play poorly for months and 6 weeks at a time. And where the Giants are right now is a good spot, but
again, you can understand how a fan could be excited.
I can understand how a fan could be excited.
All right.
But, you know, I just don't think, to me, baseball lends itself to a week ago.
No doubt.
This team wasn't going anywhere. And now, after what if I said... won five straight one-run games.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable.
But now you're going to Denver where maybe you can get healthy. But, Stani, I hear what you're saying, but I won't come at you with this, but I didn't come in here and crack the mic and say the Giants no longer need a bat. And our caller, Jimmy, like, it's real. Yeah, the last five games have been better, but I'm not, you know, being that dramatic or drastic to where I'm telling you they still don't need a bat. No way they need a bat. They still do. And you could add an S to that.
I mean, exactly. Exactly. So I need to see more. I need to see how these guys continue to hit. I mean, they're going to Colorado, then they go to L.A. Five-game winning streak is a five-game winning streak. That's probably their longest of the year, going back to when they started out 12-4. Obviously, the pitching is... absolutely dominant right now, both starters and relievers,
man,
and closers.
Man,
you look at yesterday's game, and they have three pitchers come in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Don't give up a run, strike out 6 among them. So the pitching is obviously the strength of this team. And was Buster Posey foreshadowing when he said, you know, he liked the Beltran trade from back in the day where they gave up Zach Wheeler. They weren't able to keep Beltran long-term, but Posey said he liked the message that it sent at the time. And he still looks back at that trade as one where Brian Sabian was sending a message to the team that he believed in him, and they gave up a pitching prospect, and they got a bat, and they were willing to give up Wheeler in the hope of signing Beltran long term, and it didn't work. But it sounds to me like Posey is open to doing something similar, in that maybe he'll give up a pitcher for a hitter who's not under contract for a long period of time, but he thinks he can get him to stay.
No doubt. And it doesn't take Einstein to me, Steiny, to look at this team and where they're at. Second wild card, a game back of the division with some heavyweights in your division. But the bottom line is, if this trend keeps up by the staff, the starters, along with the bullpen, and you talk about at the deadline, incentive or their lack of, oh my gosh, if I was at the helm, again, I bring up Einstein because it doesn't take him to see, all I need to do is add a bat or two, and who knows, we might be able to get this thing done. Now, there's a long way before then, but the deadline is rapidly approaching, and I just can't get over the starters and the bullpen, the pitching for this Giant team this year. And if they get some bats, some consistent bats, I mean, Steiny, who's to put a cap on what they can do?
888-957-9570 is the number. Absolutely terrific week of baseball for the Giants, or at least the last five games. There's something going on out there at the yard. We were watching Saturday's game at a company barbecue. Well, at least that's what it turned into. There were a lot of people from work. I was expecting to see, you know, people from outside of work, but it was great to see the people from work. But we were watching the game, and by the way, I'm going to take a victory lap on the other side. You weren't there yet when that game ended on Saturday, but we had an old friend in the building.
Oh, I missed him?
No, I think he's still there, Jay.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Jay was still there.
Yeah, from the Bronx.
Soon again, he'll be from there. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.